And WOKY, the mighty 92 at 17 past 7. I'm Gregory John, along with Meg McKenzie. Once again, congratulations to Bill Sammer of Menominee Falls. He was the latest winner in our Rockin' the Rabbi contest. It was Joseph of Nazareth. That's what we're looking for. A little part of our vacation Bible school. And every other Tuesday, we set away some time to chat with the county sheriff, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, in the studios with us. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Yourself?
Fantastic. We're making some crafts this morning. We're making little God's eyes. Meg's got the two sticks together and weaving the yarn around the sticks. Very pure, pretty. As we got the little Dixie cups of you don't mind red Kool-Aid, do you? It's sugar free, just for you, sir.
Sugar free?
Yes, the best kind.
So it's just colored water?
Yep.
It's just colored water.
Really. Yep. I drink like a jug of it every day.
Really?
I do. I love sugar free Kool-Aid. Is that weird? What? Why is that weird?
Why don't you just drink water?
That's what you walked into.
I need the sweetness.
But it's sugar-free, so it has some sort of...
Let's get some kind of...
It still tastes sweet, though.
There's a sweetener in it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get over my addiction to Diet Coke. Do I have one in here right now?
If that works, let my wife know, because she's addicted to...
Oh, I...
So is the mayor.
Three or four of those big, large...
The Diet cans?
Coke. No, the... She has to have the fountain kind.
My wife does too.
Oh, really?
My wife does too. Like anywhere we go, she'll go stop. She'll pull it to a gas. We don't even need gas.
Right.
Just pull in. I need a fountain. A fountain.
Has to be from a fountain.
Diet
it
Coke.
It tastes different. You have to admit that. It does taste different from a fountain than it does out of the can.
I never. Isn't that funny? I thought my wife was the only one. She won't. She doesn't even like it out of the can anymore. We have to get it. I'm going to have to get a fountain.
In your house.
I'm going to have to get one of those Diet Coke fountain machines.
Sheriff, tell the wife sugar-free Kool-Aid will help her get over her addiction to Diet Coke.
Wow. Because I'm on about that all the time.
Really? Because then it's basically like you're drinking water all the time. Because it's hard for me to get my, eight glasses of water we're supposed to get every day?
Yeah, eight ounces.
Sugar-free Kool-Aid.
She drinks a lot of water, too, though.
Really?
So she counteracts that already. But
counteracts it.
Yeah, the Diet Coke, and it's always at the most inopportune time, like, you were mentioning,
yeah.
You know, can we stop? we're running late somewhere. Can we stop?
I need a diet.
I'll get a headache if I don't get. You know, like you're like a fiend.
I know.
You know.
I mean,
she needs her fix.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she claims the caffeine is that's how she gets her caffeine because she hates coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But see, I love coffee, but I'll make mine at home, and if I'm at home.
That's what I do.
And so I tell her, why don't you just get a six-pack of Diet Coke so you always have some around? I can't drink it out of the can. I said, well, then you don't really want a Diet Coke because you would take it any way it would come if you really had a fix for one. So I don't know. I can't.
Because most junkies will take it any way they can.
Right.
Your wife's going to hate you when you go home.
Well, you two need to get on eBay and find some fountains.
That's hilarious. I can't believe that. I'm not kidding you. That's the only way she'll drink it anymore.
So it does taste different. It does taste better out of a
fountain. Have you tried the Diet Coke Zero? It comes in the black can.
Yeah, I've seen it.
And it's got a different kind of a sweetener in it, but it tastes like real Coke now. That's not real sugar in it. But
does it have the Splenda in it? Because if you've ever had a Splenda. Drink with Splenda,
I think
in
that's
it,
what
it's
it is.
It's a terrible aftertaste.
I drink my coffee with Splenda. It's the only thing I'll put in it.
Yeah, but doesn't it have a terrible aftertaste?
No,
maybe not.
I'll tell you what has an aftertaste is equal.
Yeah, oh, I
equal is bitter.
Really?
It has a terrible aftertaste.
I'll take equal.
It's sweet talk.
Sweet and low anytime.
It's sweet talk on Good Day Milwaukee.
Where did we go?
Sweet and low is too sweet for me. That's why I like Splenda.
Okay. Yeah, I like Splenda too. I really do. But not in a soda. I know it's
weird. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't put a...
Anyway, you guys talk. I'm going to go to the fountain and get a soda.
So you just got off a vacation. How was Door County?
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's
wonderful.
Nice up there.
Great weather, great getaway. And, for someone... In the position I'm in, you have to tear yourself away periodically to recharge and reinvigorate. And,
you should be good for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's about it in this environment. But no, it's good for the health. And,
yeah.
So my wife and I got away for a week and it was beautiful weather, beautiful part of the state, obviously. And
oh, yeah.
Back and ready to go.
You brought in a poll, a recent poll from Gallup. Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, and I was pleased. Gallup does an annual update on people's confidence in institutions, public institutions mainly. Some of them are private. And in this poll, the military came out number one. And the question was, how much confidence do you have, either a great deal or quite a lot, in these institutions? And they They ran them down. The military came out number one at 70%. Small businesses came out number two at 60%. But third out of 17 was the police.
Hmm.
And not only was I was pleased, not only was I pleased, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years, as I always mention, and I'm proud of the fact that I've served this community for 30 years, which is why I mention it. But I'd always talk about the importance of public trust. In my organization, in law enforcement in general, I've talked about it on this radio station. I talk about it daily, internally, everywhere I go, and how important that is that people have confidence and trust in law enforcement and the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, and I guard that closely. And I demonstrate that, excuse me, by my initiative on accountability, discipline. I believe that law enforcement officers need to be highly disciplined, well-trained, to inspire that sort of confidence. And when things go wrong, which they will, we don't live in a perfect world, mm-hmm. but how, and I've come on here and said how we got to go back now and rebuild that trust. You don't just get to start where that transgression happened and move forward. You have to rebuild it. And the biggest group that I'm struggling with right now that can't understand that in county government is the Personnel Review Board. People like Helen Dixon and Pat Doyle, who continually overturn discipline on some very serious stuff. They recently overturned a guy that I terminated for stealing cable TV. He actually rigged up. He was involved in rigging up apparatuses to steal cable.
And he
admitted it at some rental properties that he owned. And he admitted that he did it. Well, I didn't feel he was worthy of this service for doing that, and the Personnel Review Board overturned that, and in their finding they said that his firing was too harsh. But that's the sort of thing that people, as a matter of fact, in this poll, what it indicated about the law enforcement and the military, it says, what the U.S. military and the police have in common is successful self-reform of their institutions. And then it says, it helps that self-discipline,
mm-hmm.
largely dying at every level of society, such as the Congress, is a primary job requirement. And that's true for law enforcement, and I uphold that. But it's a constant struggle with the Personnel Review Board to uphold that standard. You know, this is a profession of honor, mm-hmm. character, integrity, trustworthiness, dignity, and you have to guard that. It doesn't come automatically. And at the bottom of the list is the Congress.
Oh, I thought you were going to say DJs.
but I'll just go through some of the I'll go through the rankings. So the military came out number one. Small business is number two. The police, number three. The church, number four. The medical system. Public schools, number five, which was pretty low at 33%.
Yeah.
United States Supreme Court, banks, the presidency, television news, newspapers. And we're getting toward the bottom of the list here now. Organized labor. The criminal justice system came in fourth last, fourth from the bottom, even though we're a part of that. But you see how people view the police
sure.
outside of that criminal justice realm. They trust the police. They have a lot of confidence in the police. But in the criminal justice system as a whole, only 20%.
Well, because they know they're going to come out, get out right
that's
away.
That's it. And I've talked about that, yeah. you know, with judicial leniency and some of the prosecutorial decisions. And I know these things aren't easy, but people don't have confidence that those two institutions they don't have the confidence like they sure. do in the police. So this is something that I'm going to talk about in my organization continually. And I remind people, because a lot of cops, after a while, they say, oh, you know, the public doesn't appreciate us. They don't understand. And I always remind them, yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They do appreciate what we do, what we stand for. They don't tell us every day. But this poll is indicative of the fact that people understand the police are important.
Mm-hmm.
The police matter. But that they have to instill a sense of trustworthiness for that to work.
Certainly appreciate what you do. Lead by example, basically. That's what you're saying.
That's it.
That's it. That's all it is.
Because fair or not, we do, as regular citizens, hold police officers, authorities to a higher level.
They should. And they should.
The higher standard theory. And mm-hmm. they should.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, with the awesome authority and responsibility that we have, we should be held to a higher authority, standard.
It's always great to have you in the studios with us. One more thing before we let go. I understand you're hiring Brett Favre to be on your staff.
He's looking for a job.
He's looking for a job.
Well, he's got to keep one thing in mind. And this is what I haven't heard in that discussion. He's the employee.
Oh, yeah.
Not the employer.
Yeah.
And when you're the employee, You don't get to call the shots, but they created that monster.
Oh, I know.
I don't mean him as the monster, but, you know, he does think he's bigger than the organization.
Yeah.
But the Green Bay Packers created that, and now they're dealing with it. I'm enjoying this. This is, to me, it's
You're a Dallas fan. You're just loving every minute of
it. To me, it's like the breakup of Paul McCartney and his wife.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and word is, Brett Favre and Ted Thompson are going to get the Emmy for daytime drama.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate it, Sheriff. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark on WOKY.
Smile for the camera.